We gather this night to hear and share good news and tidings of great joy. For today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to us. He is Christ the Lord. With the angels, let us sing our praises. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom God's favor rests. Let's pray together. Holy Child of Bethlehem, come to us. We open wide the doors of our hearts. Come, let your love shine in us to ease our fears and calm our worry. Come, fill us with a joy that knows no boundaries. Come, fill us with light that brightens every corner of darkness. Amen. Circle of Advent candles is lit, reminding us of the hope, peace, joy, and love that Christ brings tonight. And tonight we will light the central candle, reminding us that Christ is the light of the world and the center of our lives. Let's pray together. Oh, holy God, thank you that the time of waiting and preparation is over. And the light of Christ shines so very clearly tonight. May our joy be full and our hearts rejoice, for the world shall never be the same again. Thank you, God, for this holy night of nights. Amen. Bella Lanton and her father Jeffrey will be lighting the Christ candle as we sing the words to light the Advent candle song, which are printed on page 2 in the bulletin. Of Jesus' birth according to the gospel writer Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you.
Please join with me in prayer. Gracious God, we pray this evening for all who come with us to Bethlehem. We pray for those who are poor and cold and hungry, those whom society does not view as having worth, like the shepherds were, that they may hear good news tonight in this Christmas season. We pray for those who are wandering and searching, like the Magi, that they may find the place to leave their gifts and their burdens. We pray for those who are busy, hurried, preoccupied, like the innkeeper, that they may know the peace that comes from a genuine act of hospitality. We also pray for those like Herod, who have power, that they may use it with goodwill. And we pray for those who are faithful and obedient to your will, like Mary and Joseph, that they may continue to share the good news of Christ coming to live among us and ultimately dying for us, so that all who believe may have eternal life. And Lord, tonight we also pray for ourselves. We who need comfort, peace, and even joy on this starlit night in all the days of our lives. Come, Lord Jesus, and fill our lives with your light, your joy, and your peace. Amen.
That your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know
Lord of all creation?
Mary, did did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
That sleeping child you're holding is a great
in the biblical account of Christ's birth. Matthew's gospel tells us that the Magi from the east followed a new formed star and sought the king that that star represented. They carried gifts to the Christ child. We too have gifts that we can offer to Jesus. They may not be in the form of gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but they may be of equal value when given from the heart. Let us now offer our gifts to the Christ child through our Christmas offering.
Thank you.
Where do you get your news? That question has been posed on an ad by a local radio station lately, stating that it's important to know the source of one's news and implying that that radio station provides factual news. If we tune into one of the 24-hour cable news channels, chances are we hear a lot of commentators and politicians beating up on one another, talking heads screaming over one another, and program hosts try to get the guests and the viewers all stirred up and worked up. It makes for good ratings. But is the news being discussed based on facts or opinions? News from the internet might not be as entertaining, but its reliability may be just as questionable. People in the news business have admitted that they live by the saying, if it bleeds, it leads, which means the more negative, violent, and controversial the story, the more prominence it receives. Do we like bad news? We certainly get a lot of it. It's depressing for many people, for some to the point that they avoid the news at all costs. In Luke's gospel, we are told that when Jesus was born, there were some shepherds out in the fields nearby, tending to their flocks of sheep. And suddenly, the Lord's angel stood before them, the Lord's glory shone around them, and the shepherds were terrified. And I would imagine that if we were there in that field that night, we would be terrified also. But Luke tells us the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring you good news, wonderful, joyful news for all people." Don't be afraid. When was the last time the leading news item was something other than another tragedy wrapped up in fear? We don't hear or see much good news on the airwaves or on the front of a newspaper or on the internet or at the proverbial water cooler at work these days. And I'd presume that the shepherds with whom God chose to share the best news ever had not heard much good news in their entire lives. These folks were the poorest of the poor. They were lumped in with the disabled, the weak, and the marginalized. They had been the butt of other people's jokes their entire lives. They owned nothing. They could not get a decent paying job, and they weren't even allowed to give testimony in a court of law because they were considered unreliable. And yet God saw worth in them and felt that they were reliable. Reliable with the most important news the world might ever hear. But by society's standards, these shepherds were the undesirables. They were the oppressed. They were the depressed. They were living in the darkness of night when suddenly a great light shone all around them. Have you ever felt as if you were walking and living in deep darkness? Has this been a rough year for you? If you think back to a year ago at Christmas time and all that's taken place since then, you know, would you say this has been a good year or a challenging year? Or perhaps longer than that, if we look back a few years, has it been a tough time the last few years for you? Perhaps you've recently lost someone who was very close to you. Perhaps you or someone you love is struggling with a terrible disease or a catastrophic injury. Sometimes it seems like the only news we get is bad, or at least tainted with threads of not good news. We are, as the prophet Isaiah put it so well, people walking in darkness. But that's not the end of the words from the prophet, is it? For Isaiah continues by proclaiming, after he says, talks about people walking in darkness, he says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Christmas is wrapped up in good news, even for those walking and living in darkness. An African-American spiritual states, while shepherds kept their watching or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo, above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Upon hearing the good news, the shepherds believed. They hurried to the manger and then returned to the fields, changed forever, and glorifying God and telling others of this wonderful good news that they had been entrusted with. So we have to ask ourselves, do we believe the good news when we hear it? And have you allowed the good news of Jesus Christ to change you, to save you? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Methodist Bishop Richard Wilkie writes the following. In my bed at night, I often silently recite the 23rd Psalm. Jesus knew it by heart. Here is how I say it. The Lord Jesus is my good shepherd. I shall never be in want. I am so blessed. He lets me rest where the lush pastures are green. He does not take me beside rushing, dangerous waters. If I get bumped on the head or get thorns in my scalp, he puts my head on his lap and gently removes the thorns. He puts healing oil on the cuts. He knows the trails, for he is the way. He does not lead me into sinful or dangerous paths of evil, where sin and trouble lurk. But he leads me in the righteous path. So I fear not. I do not fear the evil one, for the Lord is with me. I will eat at his table, drink from his cup, and one day I will live in his heavenly home forever. This Christmas, may we not get bogged down by the bad news that surrounds us, and instead listen for the good news that Jesus Christ is born once again into our hearts. And may we welcome him with open arms, open hearts, and open minds, with confidence of his promise, eternal life in heaven. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray that our hearts may always be open, not just to the Christ child, but to all your children, of all ages, all nations, all colors. As you sent Jesus not just to his own people, but to all the world as the bearer of the good news of your love, so let us carry the good news into a divided and hurting world, beginning with our own families, congregation, and community. Make the spirit of Christmas linger in our hearts throughout the year, that we may freely and happily share your gifts with others. Amen. This time I invite you to take your candle and your bulletin, and we'll form a circle around the center side aisles, and we'll go back as far as we can. I'm not sure we're going to make it to the back, but we'll see how far we can go. It takes a moment just to get accustomed to the darkness. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things came into being through him. Without him, no one thing came into being. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not overcome it. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Christ is the light coming into the world. He has come to bring us out of the darkness into the light and into fellowship with him and with God the Father. As we sing the next carol, Silent Night, the words are printed in your bulletin. And we're going to be passing the light of the Christ candle. Do remind you to dip the unlit candle towards the lit candle to avoid dripping wax. So let us sing Silent Night.
Oh,
join me in the litany of joy in a spirit. Let us read it responsively in a spirit of prayer. We praise you, Lord, for all the joys of Christmas, for the wonder and mystery of your creation. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of your salvation, for your eternal promise, for your word of peace and hope. We bless you, Lord, for the love which sent Jesus to be one of us, the Savior who forgives us, the Redeemer who saves us, the brother who loves us. Help us, O Lord, to look past the tinsel and to know the joy of sharing Christ. We sing with the angels, we kneel with the shepherds, we worship with the sages, we rejoice with the saints. Are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that people around you will be moved by the good things that you do to glorify God in heaven. May you go out into the world with good news of great joy. Jesus Christ is born. Go in peace. Emmanuel has come. God is with us. Merry Christmas. Amen.